7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. First of all, we would like to express our congratulations to the Islamic Ummah and especially to the revolutionaries, if you like to call it, those who particularly strove in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and those who gave their life, their blood for the maintaining of this particular system. And obviously we send our salams and our salutations to the leader of this revolution, the leader of this particular event, Ayatollah Sayyid Imam Ruhullah Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, as we are in the first 10 days of Fajr, or the 10 days of light, of the infijar nur, as the Imam called it, the explosion of light, and of the Islamic revolution that occurred in the country that we know as Iran, or the Islamic Republic of Iran. The revolution did many things for the Islamic Ummah, depending on where you come from. For the East, it did certain things. For the West, it did certain things. For certain people, it did certain things. We don't want to get into that. But we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to maintain this revolution, to maintain this particular system, and allow us to benefit from it in order to reach the objective and the goal that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed for us. And that is reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the goal of the revolution was nothing but that. It was to outlay a particular platform by which all those who are able to, all those who want to, will be able to reach the highest of human perfection, which obviously is reaching and getting proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, in this episode, we'll be introducing a book from the late Imam rahmatullah alayh for the benefit of our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
Ayatollah Khomeini led his country in an attempt to restore the Islamic vision. This gathering on the anniversary of his death is evidence of the continuing popular support for the Ayatollah's message. The revolution was one of the most significant events of recent Muslim history. It opposed the West and restored Islam to center stage. It gave a lead to the whole Islamic world and made Muslim governments uncomfortable. But many ordinary Muslims everywhere admired the Ayatollah.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. Again, as we mentioned in our previous segment, we are in that particular time period or time frame for the victory of the Islamic Revolution that occurred in Iran. So the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners today is titled Pithy Aphorisms, Wise Sayings and Counsels. It is a book, or a translation of a book, that was a compilation of the short sayings of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, or what is known as the Kalimatul Qisar. The short sayings, wise sayings of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, they can be found in many of his works. Obviously, we know that the biggest compilation of the words and the letters and the edicts and commands of Imam Khomeini are compiled in a book that is known as Sahifat al-Nur, which is about 20 plus volumes. And hopefully one day, inshallah, we will read from this book for the benefit of our dear listeners, or introduce this book to the benefit of our dear listeners. But this book, as we mentioned, contains the short sayings of Imam Khomeini on different aspects and different subjects. For example, it deals with theology, it deals with salah, and obviously taking from the different books of Imam Khomeini as well, such as Adab al-Salah, or the Etiquettes of Prayer, or Sirah al-Salah, or the Mystery of Prayer, and so on and so forth. So this book was initially published on the 25th anniversary, or death anniversary, of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh. It has always been published in English, and it was done by the Institute for Compilation and Publication of Imam Khomeini's Works, the International Affairs Department. It was translated and edited by Mansour Limba. Obviously, most of the stuff was already translated before, so he came and he tried and fixed it maybe. And the first edition was done in 1994. Obviously, there was a second edition that was done in order to fix the spelling mistakes and to fix the errors that occurred in the first one that was published. And Brother Mansour Limba probably had a hand in doing that. So as we said, this book has many different sayings of the Imam. For example, dealing with theology and servitude, a performance of obligations, acts of worship, self-building and combat with the self, self-love and carnal desire, and so on and so forth. It has four parts, and each part having different chapters, some having social, some having, religious, and so on and so forth. It can be seen from the titles read. So inshallah, in our next segment, we'll be reading some of these statements of various places of this book for the benefit of our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. With me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. Again, our congratulations to the Muslim Ummah, to the Imam of the time, Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. For in the words of Imam Khomeini himself, that this was a start for the revolution of Imam al-Zaman, Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. A step, a small step. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who truly understand the significance of this revolution, of those who try to maintain it in whatever way possible, to learn about it and to tell people about it. The book that we introduced to our dear listeners is titled Pithy Aphorisms, or Small Sayings of Imam Khomeini that have been collected from various of his books and then put under different headings and categories. And obviously has been placed into four different parts in this book. The one that we're reading from is the second edition. According to the preface of the second edition, the first edition had many mistakes, but which the second edition tried to correct. So for the benefit of our dear listeners, we will read from some of these segments and some of these subheadings that are found in the book. Negligence. Do not neglect God even for a moment. Neglecting the source of power leads mankind to perdition, disappointment and despair. Do not ever become disappointed in your affairs, for all things do not become rectified at once, and major works are carried out little by little. Despair is of the army of Satan, and hopelessness is that of God. Always be hopeful. Law and order. Preservation of order is an incumbent divine obligation. The rule of Islam is the rule of the law. A violator of laws is an offender and is to be prosecuted in any other system as you have. Islamic laws are progressive and pioneering. And many, many more of these things that can be found in this book. Again, different categories, either the personal life of a person, the acts of worship, and so on and so forth. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us, again, to truly understand His religion, to use the platform that we have been given in order to reach the ultimate and absolute objective of ours, which is the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasser Ibrahim on RIB English Radio.
الذي